We are proud to announce a new sponsor for this podcast, Auggie's Locker Room. Auggie's Locker Room, which is located less than a mile away from Notre Dame Stadium, was named the best Notre Dame's collectible shop in the country. This shop is amazing. If you are a passionate Notre Dame fan and are looking for that special Notre Dame piece to complete your rec room, Auggie's is the place to go. They have a wide selection of Notre Dame Stadium pieces, jerseys, helmets, autographs, and one-of-a-kind Rockne items. They have an exclusive Joe Montana signed items. If Auggie's doesn't have it in store, he will find it for you. Visit AuggiesLockerRoom.com or stop in at 1811 South Bend Avenue and see the vintage helmet display dating back to 1890. AuggiesLockerRoom.com or call 574-277-NDND.
Twenty-two minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Sports Beat AM continues on your home of the Fighting Irish, Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Tyler Horka, Notre Dame football beat reporter, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. Joining us from Notre Dame Live this morning, where the Blue Gold Game Draft is underway. And before the draft got started, we had some breaking news surrounding Irish quarterback Tyler Buchner, who will not play in the Blue Gold Game with an ankle injury. So, Tyler, I'll let you pick up the conversation from there. What do you know about Tyler Buchner?
Yeah, I mean, he was sitting right in front of us. We could see him. We saw him walk in. I would say it doesn't look too bad. He's just got a little brace on. I mean, you know, with ankles, they can go from, you know, 0 to 100, and I don't think he's on the wrong end of that by any long stretch. So I think this is precautionary, obviously. Something is definitely bothering him. He had a brace on his right ankle. He had a slight noticeable limp, so he's not up to 100%. I would say that's the case for a lot of these Notre Dame football players throughout the course of the, you know, 15 practice spring slate. But there's just no sense in rushing the guy who you think is going to lead this team for years to come out onto the field. I know fans would have really loved to see Tyler Buchner play football. I would have really loved to see Tyler Buchner play football this Saturday. But at this stage, if he's dealing with an ankle injury, you can't throw a football as a right-handed quarterback planting your right foot with a right ankle injury. So he's a little banged up. We saw that today when he walked into the IAC for the draft. And I think Notre Dame's making the right move. And obviously this isn't really a decision that head athletic trainer Rob Hunt or head coach Marcus Freeman or anybody had to, you know, think about too much. If Tyler Buchner is ailing a little bit on that right ankle, then he can't play. And that's that.
Tyler, at this point, we don't know how the injury occurred?
We do not know how the injury occurred. And obviously, it could have been a number of things. But we will talk to Marcus Freeman after this draft. So we'll know in the next 30 minutes or so. But, you know, it's football. Aiden Kianana, he already tore his ACL in the spring. Joe Wilkins, he rolled into the IAC this morning for the draft with his foot in a cast and on one of those little scooters. So football is football, and if this is all it is, maybe an ankle sprain or something, then I think Notre Dame's probably pretty fortunate.
So Tyler, how busy is Drew Pine going to be on Saturday?
Incredibly busy. You're going to see Drew Pine play for both teams. And I've seen that in spring games before, especially if teams go offense, defense, then you'll just leave the quarterback out there for a half or a quarter, you know, whatever it is. But Drew Pine's going to play for both teams, and the draft is in process right now. I couldn't tell you the rosters. I was too preoccupied trying to figure out some things on Tyler Buchner, but it was announced that Drew Pine will play for both teams. So if this is worst-case scenario for Tyler Buchner, and like I said, I don't think it is. It could always be worse. We saw him walk in, and it looks like he's going to be fine maybe in a couple weeks, just not for Saturday. But for Drew Pine, these are all the reps in the world that you'd want, right? This is a guy that's been on campus for over 2 years now. This is a guy that wants nothing more than to start in the fall for Notre Dame. And he's going to get a chance to prove that he is right in the thick of this quarterback competition so that when Tyler Buchner is healthy come August, come fall camp, Drew Pine's going to, you know, be firmly in the mix to maybe push for that starting job. And that kind of starts right now with Pine showcasing his skills on Saturday.
Tyler Horka joining us live on WSBT Radio, the Notre Dame football beat reporter, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. He's at the Blue Gold Game Draft right now at the University of Notre Dame. Based on what Rob Hunt told the media this morning, is there anybody else of note that we didn't know that was not going to play in the Blue Gold game that will not?
I'm trying to remember what he said. We'll have a full injury report on blueandgold.com, but I think it's the main ones that we already know. I mentioned Joe Wilkins. Obviously, he's out for the spring. Aiden Kianana is out.
Cam Hart
will not play. That's definitely a big one. There were some questionables, I think, that might have perked up some ears. Chris Tyree is questionable. Jaden Thomas is questionable. Those guys got drafted, though. We saw them. Mm-hmm. They look healthy, but like I said, football is still football, man. You never know what these guys are really dealing with. We will have a full injury report on blueandgold.com, though, because there definitely were some names that Rob Hunt mentioned.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So, taking away the quarterback position, Tyler, what do you think you're going to be focused on the most on the offensive side of the football? We take quarterbacks off the table. What intrigues you?
I mean, probably that offensive line. I think there's some still things to figure out there. We reported that Rocco Spindler was working with the starters in a practice that we got to watch last week, so that's definitely interesting. The battle between him and Andrew Kristofic, most likely at left guard. Obviously, Jarrett Patterson is not playing in this game either as he recovers from his pectoral injury. So I don't read too much into Zeke Correll as the starting center because everyone knows when Patterson comes back, that's not going to be the case. But as far as that offensive line goes, it's definitely those guard spots for me because I'm not too certain that, you know, Josh Lugg is solidified in his spot at right guard. And that's just because this is a position that he hasn't necessarily played in at least a while. Obviously, he was a tackle all of last season. So I'm interested to see if there's anybody that could push him there. But obviously, Spindler has definitely, risen the ranks. And then the running back room, for sure. I mentioned Chris Tyree, if he's questionable. I think I've come on your show before and said Logan Diggs is going to lead this team in rushing. Well, we could see if it's trending in that direction on Saturday. I think Jadarian Price is going to be a very interesting guy to watch to see if he figures in to that mix. Obviously, Jabron Payne is coming in at some point this summer, so that running back room is actually looking a little more fleshed out than everybody thought it was going to be. But, yeah, there's definitely some interesting things to watch on the offensive side of the ball.
Tyler, along the defensive line, there's some of the familiar names, Adebayola, Foskey, that are back ready to roll. I'm curious your impressions of the spring that Howard Cross has had. This is an interior defensive lineman. Marcus Freeman has sung his praises, what he has done so far this spring. What are your expectations for Howard Cross later on this year?
Yeah, I was actually pretty impressed by him last year. Obviously, he came in and played quite a bit, just missed a little bit of time with concussion, and then at that position, it's just not one that, you could play over and over and over again. You got to cede some reps to somebody else. And Howard Cross was that guy last year. And I think that was kind of the springboard that he needed to go into this season because everybody knew that Kurt Heinrich was going to be gone and Notre Dame was going to need someone in the middle there. I think Howard Cross is that guy. And I think Jacob Lacy is going to be, you know, the Howard Cross of 2021. I think those two guys are going to work really well in tandem. Obviously, Jason Adamola has been out for the spring practice as he deals with his, rehab his shoulder injury. I think those two guys have been pretty phenomenal. I agree with what Marcus Freeman said, and that, he's not worried about the size. Obviously, Notre Dame went out and got Chris Smith from Harvard. I think that was for depth purposes more than anything else, because, you know, if injuries weren't a thing and you knew you could bank on one guy and one guy only, I think Howard Cross could be that guy for Notre Dame on the interior of the defensive line.
Let me ask you about one more player, and I should have asked you about this guy in previous weeks during the spring, because Maris Leofau, coming off a serious injury last year, missed all of last year. I think we all felt he was going to be a star defender last season. Didn't play out due to the injury, but he is back, and it sounds like he's had a really good spring.
Yeah, he definitely has. I don't know if it's been on the level of that fall camp that he had last year, because I thought he was phenomenal and one of the best players Notre Dame had on the defensive side of the ball going into the season. And that's why, you know, the injury was such a big blow. But I think as he's working back from that, I wasn't expecting this spring to resemble last fall to the same extent. But now that I've seen him out there and, you know, I've seen him make the plays, I've seen him run around, he looks healthy, he looks physically imposing, I'm expecting him to have the same type of fall this fall that he had last fall, just because he's trending in that direction, and he's definitely on pace to be the player in 2022 that everyone thought he was going to be in 2021. So that's a guy, if you're Notre Dame, you know, it seems like injuries recur all the time, and you know, they ravage the same guy, and you always end up saying, man, I feel bad for that guy, because if that never happened to him, boy, he would have been a player. Maris Leofau is that guy for Notre Dame. You need him to stay healthy, because he brings something to that linebacking core that, quite frankly, Notre Dame didn't really have last year. I mean, Jack Kaiser, J.D. Bertrand, Drew White, they're all really good players, sound players. They know what they're doing out there. Maris Leofau brings something athletically that those guys couldn't. Notre Dame needs that on the field this season.
Well, we got to keep you off the injury list, because I would imagine you and Patrick and Mike, you got a lot of stories to write over the next few days at blueandgold.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely probably going to be breaking down what the Tyler Buchner injury means. I think we already got an article up on the injury itself, but we'll have rosters for you guys for both the blue and the gold teams. We'll probably do a little round table in which roster we think is better. So that'll be fun. Definitely go to blueandgold.com. $1, you can read all of this content for an entire year. You have access to our message boards. I was at a Blue and Gold, or I was at a Notre Dame baseball game last night. We've got a story up from that. Both basketball teams. It's definitely the place to be. I've said it on this show before, I'll say it again. If you're a Notre Dame fan in any capacity, go to blueandgold.com, sign up for $1, and I think it'll be one of the best sports decisions you've ever made.
Tyler, thanks for doing this on a busy, busy morning for you, and I look forward to seeing you back at the stadium on Saturday.
All right, Darren. We'll talk to you next week as well.
All right, have a good day. Tyler Horka on-site at Notre Dame for the Blue Gold Game Draft. Get all the coverage of the Tyler Buchner injury, the rosters, everything this morning. Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com.